Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new tune from Mother Mother. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 11:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a new tune from Holiday Ghosts. Holiday Ghosts plays some stripped-down garage pop. These young folks are from Falmouth in the UK and originally from other bands. I like what I do like about them is they keep it simple and that all four of them of the mixed gender group sings, which makes for a varied sound. I first found them in 2017 with the launch of their debut self-titled album. On April 21st, Holiday Ghosts will let loose their fifth studio album, Coat of Arms. I have for you now one of the album's pre-release single. This is called Sublime Disconnect. New music from the Holiday Ghosts here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Back.
That was the latest material from Chemtrails. Here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's a new release show portion of music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. Thanks for joining me here on a cold gray Tuesday morning. Chemtrails are a newly signed female-fronted, mixed-gendered, lo-fi, do-it-yourself, psychedelic pop garage band five-piece. They're out of London. They recently signed to Pink Slime Records, which has allowed the band to release their record label third full-length album, The Joy of Sex, S-E-C-T-S, came out on January 19th. That tune was called Bang Bang. Changing musical direction with a new tune from The Fonz. The Fonz are a British rock band formed in 2007 in Bristol, England. The band consists of Alison Garner, who does vocals, Will Slater on guitar, Michael Savage on bass, and Guy Rhys-Davies on drums. The band released their self-titled debut album on their own label, Laser Ghost Records. And despite the lack of publicity campaign, they received support from a disc jockey, Steve Lamech, and their debut sold more than 5,000 copies purely by word of mouth. They just released their third full-length album, How Lost, on January 19th. Song I picked for airplay is the title track. New music from The Fonz here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That's the latest material. From Nora Jones here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. This is TK. You're hanging here on the Music You Might Otherwise Miss show. Really don't need to say much more about Ms. Jones other than she's releasing her 9th studio album in a little over, a 20-year span. The new album, Visions. It's due out March 8th. That song just featured there is the pre-release single, and that is called Runnin'.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
Next up on the new release show plays is something from Real Estate. Real Estate is an American indie rock band from Ridgewood, New Jersey, formed in 2008. They currently are based in Brooklyn. The band consists of Martin Courtney, Alex Bleeker, Matt Kalman, Julian Lynch, and Sammy Niss. To date, the band has released 6 studio albums, and well, I guess technically speaking, the 6th studio album, Daniel, is not out yet. It will be due out on February 23rd. In the meantime, I was able to get my hands on the pre-release single. This is Water Underground. New music from Real Estate here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Mother Mother right at the latest here from the Black Keys.
Just a friend on the wind seeking shelter. There's a crack in the sky.
New music from the Black Keys here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's the new release show portion of music you might otherwise miss. The Black Keys, well, they're an American rock duo formed in Akron, Ohio back in 2001. Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney. Duo began as an independent act recording in their basements and self-producing their records before they eventually emerged as one of the most popular garage band artists during the second wave of the genre's revival in the 2000s. They are getting ready to release their 12th studio album, Ohio Players. It comes out on April 5th. You just tasted the album's pre-release single. It was called Beautiful People, parenthetically, Stay High. All right, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is part of the show when I'm going to feature a new tune from an artist. I'm going to follow it up with a section from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career. And today's subject is Mother Mother. Mother Mother is a Canadian indie rock band from Quadra Island, British Columbia. Band consists of Ryan Gildmond on guitar and vocals, Molly Gildmond and Jessam Parkham on vocals and keyboard, Ali Sadet on drums, and Mike Young on bass. And longtime bassist Jeremy Page left the band in 2016. They formed in 2005. They independently released their self-titled debut album about the same year under the name Mother. Then they changed it to Mother Mother. I first found them in 2007 with the release of their self-released debut album, Touch Up, which is why I thought they would make a great Lineage today since they have grown and developed over the years. Their new album is called their ninth. It's the titled Grief Chapter. It's expected to hit record stores on the 16th of February. The song I snagged is Nobody Escapes, and this track just keeps growing on me. Check it out for yourself. New music from Mother Mother. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Jellyfish, a gigolo, a politic, don't make a lick of diff, no, nobody heat, nobody escapes. Ladies and babies, you're first in line, nobody heat,
thing.
Yeah, my little trainer, the art. 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Mother Mother with Train of Thought, which was released on their debut album Touch Up back in 2007. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from The Strokes. The album that has been re-released is This It? Is This It is the debut studio album of American rock band The Strokes. It was first released on July 30th back in 2001. Promoted by Music Press for its twin guitar interplay and melodic pop-influenced sound, Is This It peaked at number 33 on the U.S. Billboard 200 and number 2 on the U.K. albums chart, going on to achieve platinum status in several countries. The album received widespread critical acclaim, with many of the critics praising it for its charisma and rhythm. The album had hits on it like Someday, New York City Cops, and of course this one, Last Night, and which is what I'm going to play right now. So this is The Strokes with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Last night, she
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO, and online at WMFO.org. TK spending the latest for you here at music you might otherwise miss. Closing off that two-song set was a tune from The Vaccines. The Vaccines are an English indie rock band formed in West London in 2010. The band currently consists of Justin Hayward Young, Emmy Onnison, Tim Lannan, and Johan Intonti. They're gearing up for their fifth studio album release. It's called Pickup Full of Pink Carnations. Actually, it came out on January 12th, and I just aired their Sometimes I Swear, which at one time was the second pre-release single, but I went back to it because I really like it. By the way, I'll be doing another version of music you might otherwise miss. It airs Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. First hour, it'll be the new release show, followed by an eclectic blend of 1 hour of new music, kind of indie, alternative. Most of it you haven't heard of before, which is why it's music you might otherwise miss. Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. Next up on the new release show playlist is music from Jane Weaver. Jane Weaver is an English singer, songwriter, and guitarist. She runs the label Bird Records, which is an offshoot of Twisted Nerve Records. Jane has performed as part of the Britpop group Kill Laura, the folktronic project Misty Dixon, and as a solo artist. Apparently she needed more to do. She was brought up in the town of Widnes, Cheshire. Needless to say, she is an amazing woman. I'm looking forward to her new album. It drops on April 6th. I was lucky enough to get a new song from that, or pre-release single. It's called Perfect Storm. New music from Jane Weaver here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Take me to see that.
91.5 WMFO. TK hanging here with you as music you might otherwise miss. It's the new release show portion. We just finished that set there with a tune from Swim School. Hailing from Edinburgh, they just refer to themselves as Blind Faith in a Dream. They're called Swim School, three-piece band, Alice Johnson lead singer, Billy McMahon on drums, Lewis Bunting handling the guitar, and on January 10th, Swim School launched a standalone single, Give Me a Reason Why, and that's what you just heard. And they dropped 5 singles since 2023, and I'm assuming that an album must be in the works. Keeping the music going here with a tune from The Hubbards. Couldn't find a great deal on The Hubbards, so I lifted this quote from a music publication, Scruff of the Neck, quote, taking the effervescence energy of indie pop buzz bands such as Jaws and combining it with an irrefutable tenacity that owes far more to punk's DIY ideals than the polished production of the aforementioned, the Hubbards occupy an uncharted middle ground, bridging the gap between mainstream indie pop and hipster swagger, unquote. Yeah, I wouldn't write something like that, but I get a kick out of it. They are getting ready to let loose on their third studio album, Drip Fed. It's due out on March 1st, and I was fortunate enough to procure this pre-release single. It's called Hiding, Reading. Interesting. New music from The Hubbards here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Silverback gorilla couldn't grip as good as you.
91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It is the new release show portion of music you might otherwise miss. Again, thanks for joining me here on a gray, cold Tuesday morning. Finished up there with a new tune from Sprig. I pulled this from the Sprig Facebook page. Quote, Sprig is a theoretical synth rock exploration of queer joy by and for the sad verdant robots of Seattle, Washington. It's high femme chaos pop. It's butt rock for girls, unquote. And I don't know. I guess I shouldn't like this because, I don't know, I'm a cis straight male. I don't know. Anyway, that standalone single, it's called Dizzy. Came out in January 10th, and I kind of like that song. Anyway, let me slip in one more from Vacations. Their latest album, No Place Like Home, dropped on January 12th. I have for you the title track. It's called Next Exit, and I am going to be out of here. So hopefully I'll see you on Thursday for my other installment of Music You Might Otherwise Miss, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WBRS.org. And again, I'll be here hopefully next week because we're getting a new schedule. On Tuesday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on WMFO. You all have a great day.
I'll give this one more try.